Hey, it's the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 221. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today, we'll close the book of Psalms with the reading of chapters 146 through 150. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 147. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises to our God. It is good and pleasant to praise Him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He brings back the captured Israelites. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and names each one. Our Lord is great and very powerful. There is no limit to what He knows. The Lord defends the humble, but He throws the wicked to the ground. Sing praises to the Lord. Praise our God with harps. He fills the sky with clouds and sends rain to the earth and makes grass grow on the hills. He gives food to cattle and to the little birds that call. He is not impressed with the strength of a horse or with human might. The Lord is pleased with those who respect Him, with those who trust His love. Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Jerusalem, praise your God. He makes your city gates strong and blesses your children inside. He brings peace to your country and fills you with the finest grain. He gives a command to the earth, and it quickly obeys Him. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He throws down hail like rocks. No one can stand the cold He sends. Then He gives a command, and it melts. He sends the breezes, and the waters flow. He gave His word to Jacob, His laws and demands to Israel. He didn't do this for any other nation. They don't know His laws. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 147. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises to our God. It is good and pleasant to praise Him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He brings back the captured Israelites. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and names each one. Our Lord is great and very powerful. There is no limit to what He knows. The Lord defends the humble, but He throws the wicked to the ground. Sing praises to the Lord. Praise our God with harps. He fills the sky with clouds and sends rain to the earth and makes grass grow on the hills. He gives food to cattle and to the little birds that call. He is not impressed with the strength of a horse or with human might. The Lord is pleased with those who respect Him, with those who trust His love. Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Jerusalem, praise your God. He makes your city gates strong and blesses your children inside. He brings peace to your country and fills you with the finest grain. He gives a command to the earth, and it quickly obeys Him. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He throws down hail like rocks. No one can stand the cold He sends. Then He gives a command, and it melts. He sends the breezes, and the waters flow. He gave His word to Jacob, His laws and demands to Israel. He didn't do this for any other nation. They don't know His laws. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the skies. Praise Him high above the earth. Praise Him, all you angels. Praise Him, all you armies of heaven. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, highest heavens, and you waters above the sky. Let them praise the Lord, because they were created by His command. He put them in place forever and ever. He made a law that will never change. Praise the Lord from the earth, you large sea animals and all the oceans, lightning and hail, snow and mist, and stormy winds that obey Him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, crawling animals and birds, kings of the earth and all nations, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women, old people and children. Praise the Lord, because He alone is great. He is more wonderful than heaven and earth. God has given His people a king. He should be praised by all who belong to Him. He should be praised by the Israelites, the people closest to His heart. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 149. Praise the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing His praise in the meeting of His people. Let the Israelites be happy because of God, their Maker. Let the people of Jerusalem rejoice because of their King. They should praise Him with dancing. They should sing praises to Him with tambourines and harps. The Lord is pleased with His people. He saves the humble. Let those who worship him rejoice in his glory. Let them sing for joy even in bed. Let them shout his praise with their two-edged swords in their hands. They will punish the nations and defeat the people. They will put those kings in chains and those important men in iron bands. They will punish them as God has written. God is honored by all who worship him. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his temple. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his strength. Praise him for his greatness. Praise him with trumpet blasts. Praise him with harps and lyres. Praise him with tambourines and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with crashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May God richly bless the reading of his word. What is your idea of what heaven is like? What'll we be doing? Of course, we have no way of really knowing everything, but the Bible gives us some idea of at least part of what life will be like. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 13, John tells us, "Then I heard all creatures in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea saying, 'To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.'" And in Revelation 7, verses 9 and 10, "There was a great number of people, so many that no one could count them. They were from every nation, tribe, people, and language of the earth. They were all standing before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They were shouting in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" Revelation 19:5 through 8 says, "Then a voice came from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all you who serve him, and all you who honor him, both small and great.' Then I heard what sounded like a great many people, like the noise of flooding water, and like the noise of loud thunder. The people were saying, 'Hallelujah, our Lord God, the Almighty, rules. Let us rejoice and be happy and give God glory, because the wedding of the Lamb has come, and the Lamb's bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear.'" I think we're going to be spending a great deal of time praising God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Have you ever been to a concert where one of your favorite bands or musicians played? What happens at the end of the show? Usually the crowd stands and applauds, right? And sometimes they go on for several minutes until the band comes back out to do an encore. Everyone is euphoric at what a great show it's been. Now imagine at the end of time as we know it, when everything here is wrapped up and God has made all things right. He's wiped every tear and the enemy has been finally and eternally sent to his final destination, never to bring heartbreak and havoc again. Don't you think we'll all just break out in praise and celebration of the Lamb? Since we'll have eternity, it won't be a problem to spend 1,000 years or even 10,000 years singing hallelujahs and rejoicing at what he has done. Today's closing chapters of Psalms were just a small warm-up for what awaits us when we see God face to face. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Hallelujah! Great is he who's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. What a great way to end our week here at the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Go into the weekend with a spirit of praise and thanksgiving. Go to church on Sunday with a song of adoration in your heart, offering a sacrifice of praise to the one who loves you and saved you. I'm so glad you were with me today. How about inviting a friend to join us? Over at Bible.LifespringMedia.com, you can find the show notes for this episode, and there are easy links you can use to share this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Tumblr, Pinterest, and even email. Go on over there and share to your heart's content. Of course, as always, I invite your emails. Write to me at steve@LifespringMedia.com. Give me something good to read over the weekend. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.